There you go. Now I'm gonna be sick when she gets naked later. Hey, hey, and welcome back finally to Movies in the Buff. Here is your team of debauchery. Lovely Lisa.
We've got a rent-a-cop that's addicted to coffee.
And sexy Scully.
Is it strange, or is Jason Statham with gray hair as a preacher actually sexy?
No.
Actually, it was a little.
That's mostly strange.
I found it sexy. Anyway, and Crazy Carl.
I know we did this movie already, but didn't Mel Gibson star in it?
No, but we did do this movie already, and Jason Statham starred in it like 6 times now.
No, I swear to God, this is like Jason Statham doing Payback.
It is, yeah. Horribly, but we'll get into that later. For those of you who didn't just hear Carl a second ago, oh, by the way, first things first, we can see Carl and Lisa, I just have to point that
Yay.
Out.
Yay! Hi, guys.
And then for those of you who didn't hear him, tonight we were doing Parker in the Buff. So, basically, I didn't have my thing up. Oh, a thief with a unique code of professional ethics is double-crossed by his crew and left for dead, because no one saw that coming. Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal. Assuming a new disguise and forming an unlikely alliance with a woman on the inside, he looks to hijack the score of the crew's latest heist. Directed by Taylor Hackleford, starring Jason Statham, and a big-ass Latino woman.
Who acts the same way every single time.
Oh, because Statham doesn't.
No, I'm just saying, at least Statham does the same, you know, solid, really cool dude. She is obnoxious and needs to shut up.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
Carl, give us our people also liked, if you don't mind.
People who also like, or people who liked this had no taste, but they also liked...
I don't know. Ocean's 13, not that bad.
There's no Ocean's 11 on here. It's just 12 and 13. Lucky Number 11, which, yeah, good movie. We need to review that one. Mm-hmm. Cleaner, which I have not seen. Looks good, though.
Okay.
Thick as Thieves. And Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
For the record, it bothers me that one of my top 10 movies is on this list.
They're all crime movies.
I know, but Lucky Number 11 is an amazing movie, and this movie sucked.
Yeah.
Actually, as much as I'm going to give you two shit for this, you guys made me watch that movie, and it was still good.
Yeah. We need to review that movie.
I don't want to. I don't want to ruin a good movie.
I don't know. I don't think this one was good enough to have ruined.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This movie was not good enough to have attempted to watch, like, for a month and a half. Seriously, this movie did not belong on our list for 6 weeks.
No. This movie has been on the list since before Christmas. It's been getting pushed back.
I know. It's been on the list for... It's been getting pushed back since middle of
the
December.
The second week of December was when it
was. So, yeah, almost 2 months now, and it's not good enough to have been there and to have done this with.
I'm just surprised it's still on Netflix. This is my movie pick.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for it to drop off. I was really hoping.
We were praying for it. All right. So I know that we don't really need to do this, but let's just hurry up and choke down our like and dislike. Lisa, wet or frigid for Parker?
Actually, wet. Although I wanted to shoot Leslie.
Oh. I hate to say this. I wanted to shoot you.
I know.
Anyways. Okay, why did you like this movie?
That was some pretty ice. That's the only reason.
Okay. Scully, wet or frigid for Parker?
I was very wet for Parker. I was frigid for the rest of this movie.
You have this weird state of addiction. I know, it's weird.
No, it's like, it's Stockholm Syndrome. The more you force me to watch him, the hotter he gets.
Wow, cinematic Stockholm. I like it.
Wow.
All right.
Point where I actually consider him a decent actor, which is totally ridiculous, because he really only knows how to act one way.
He really isn't. Although, you really enjoyed Crank, didn't you? Or at very least the scene where he's screwing the chick in public.
Crank 2 was even worse.
Yeah, the dog track. Anyway. All right, Carl, hard or flaccid for Parker?
Meh.
That has nothing to do.
Really a yes or a no there.
When I ask you hard or flaccid and you say meh, it makes me think that you have like no sex life.
No, I'm just I just am like meh. It's there, you know. It's, you know, like I said, it's Jason Statham doing a remake of a decent Mel Gibson movie.
Except for the fact Claire was in it.
You're one of those guys who have actually said, do whatever you want, just don't wake me up, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I have not said that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, nice. Nice.
No, I have said, do whatever you want. I'm sure I'll wake up at some point.
Oh, and did you? No.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Watch and listen.
I gotta get my bearings back to this real quick. Hold on. That was entertaining.
At least we're not picking on you.
Good point.
Yet.
As far as my feelings for this movie, I would like to quote a very famous comedian, Seth MacFarlane. Bloody hell, I'm a woman.
That bad, huh?
It was that bad.
There were boobies. You can shut up. Yeah. There was
Claire.
Boobies.
Yeah.
Claire.
They weren't fantastic.
Let me explain to you.
State fair.
Let me explain to you how bad this film was. There were boobies in it, and I would still rather watch Heathers.
Yeah, I'd still rather watch this.
That bad.
There was at least something.
Not Crybaby, though. I'd still rather watch this than Crybaby. Anyways, okay, so let's get this done and over with. Scully, we know who you would do. So, Lisa, who would you do?
No. More specifically, Jason Statham in the priest costume. Are we isn't straight here? Is there something weird about that?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Don't you really care? I don't know why, but he looks really hot with that gray hair.
I don't know. Scully, I think I think you're both too old and too female to ever have sex with a priest.
Yes, I'm the wrong gender too.
That's what I said. Too old and too female.
Scully, I think you have a fetish for old men. I think that's what this comes down to. The Jason Isaacs thing, the Jason Statham in the priest costume. I think it's just a fetish for old British men. Do you have a crush on Michael Caine that we don't know about?
No. Not that I know of. Maybe if you force me to watch him for 8 movies, I'll have a crush on him after that.
Yeah, let's force her to watch Harry Brown. No, I couldn't do that to anybody. Okay, so Lisa, who would you do?
Actually, I think I'm going to go with Scully on this one. Jason Statham.
In the priest costume?
In the priest costume.
No, in the cowboy costume.
Cause ew.
Oh. I'm Ray Amarillo.
Okay, come on.
No.
Why not?
Weird.
Leslie was looking.
That the last thing I want to do at this point is come on. Jeez, guys, come on.
Exactly.
All right, Carl, who would you do?
Claire.
Claire is the blonde, right?
Yes.
I'm right there with you on that one. Let's move on.
Claire's the blonde with decent small titties.
Yeah. Although I have to admit that her father is Nick Nolte, so, I mean, if you piss off your father-in-law or, you know, the girl's dad at that point, all you got to do is run, like, 5 feet, and then he's just like...
Yeah.
Did anybody else have a problem with that? Like, literally, every time Nick Nolte starts talking, it's like he's hyperventilating constantly.
Yeah, I noticed that too, but it didn't bug me as much as it's apparently bugging you.
Yeah, it bugged the shit out of me the whole time. It's like watching Lost. Anyway. Nobody got that joke. Apparently nobody watched enough Lost.
Yeah, at least I watched all of it. I watched less than all of it.
Literally everybody in the show hyperventilating every time they talk.
Like two episodes.
Didn't miss anything.
I watched like six and I was done. Anyway, all right, so let's move into our roundtable. First scene of this thing, they're prepping the heist. I gotta admit, I was very tipped off by the clowns.
Yeah.
I saw all of that coming.
Yeah.
Although I did not realize that that was, what's his name, the commish? Michael Chiklis, until he started taking off the stuff, the clowns.
Yeah, as soon as he opened his damn mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
He opened his mouth, and I'm thinking, No Ordinary Family, The Thing.
Yeah, all I could see is a clown going, it's clobbering time.
Every Boston Pops concert I've ever been to for every 4th of July. Yeah.
Yeah, we're from the South.
Okay, who
we
was
don't
the guy?
Who
was the guy that in that same group? Tall, skinny, white.
Yeah, it's
gray hair.
It's Clifton Collins Jr. Okay. He's
I recognize him from somewhere.
Yeah, he was in the new Star Trek movie. He was in The Event.
Keep going, because I know we buffed him before.
He was in Boondock Saints 2.
I said we buffed him before.
I'm looking. he was in Capote. He was in Capote.
Oh,
that's right. He was a young kid.
Yeah, he played Perry. He was the crook who was in the or he was the accused murderer.
Yeah, speaking of which,
rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sad.
That really sucked.
I've just blanked on his name, too.
So did I.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
That really did suck.
A lot. I'm actually impressed. It was less than 3 days later the cops had individuals arrested on the death, so.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about
that.
They had
already made arrests.
Yeah, they've made arrests on it.
I heard it was an OD.
Yeah, well.
And that was the last they were suspecting an OD.
Who sold him the drugs and the fact that apparently they were stronger than said. And yeah, I don't even want to know.
Okay.
So, Lisa, we do know the dude that in that team that you didn't recognize, the guy who was who tossed the flares.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Iron Man.
He is?
Mm-hmm. He was. Yeah, he was one of CAOC analyst in that.
One of the extras?
I don't recognize the name, but let's see. He was in an episode of Supernatural, A White Collar. Yeah, he's done a little bit. We've seen him here and there.
Okay. Maybe I just haven't seen him enough to recognize him.
Yeah.
What about the driver of the SUV?
I recognize this name. He played a guy named Eric Kripke in Supernatural.
That doesn't really help.
Too.
Eric Kripke was played by Eric Kripke.
Eh?
Huh?
It was an episode where they did real world, like they fell into the real world.
Mm.
Eric Kripke is one of the creators of Supernatural.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on.
Who was the security guard in this? In this first scene?
The one who hyperventilated?
Jake.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. No, wait, no, it wasn't Jake. What was his name? His name was Ben, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Ben.
Yeah. I'll look. You guys keep going.
Not a problem. Okay, so they pull this heist off, and
pretty good heist.
Decent job, yes.
Yeah.
For especially...
Would have been better if the road flares hadn't rolled off into the propane tank.
It would have been more accurate if the road flares actually slid backwards, like, I don't know, everything about physics would state they would do.
And I'd like to blame it on wind making it roll that way, but then wouldn't both of them have rolled?
Yeah.
Not just one?
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Let's move on.
Yeah, if the guy had actually set him off where he was supposed to in the first place, it wouldn't have happened, so...
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Well, that's what the whole fight... So they get through the whole heist, and he, like, punches the guy in the gut, telling him he did it wrong, and, you know, if somebody dies and the cops are after us, and, yeah. Then we have the really fun, don't play with guns and cars, people.
Yeah.
Well, back up a little bit. When the priest goes in to start the heist, did anybody else catch that second security guard who refused to let go of the coffee cup?
Oh, yes.
I didn't see that.
He went through like the entire fight scene holding a coffee cup.
Which is where I came up with my joke. We've got a cop addicted to coffee.
By the way, security guard Ben is Billy Slaughter, we have never seen before.
He just looked familiar then. I mean, he's got one of them faces.
He's been in a ton of shit. It's just none of it I recognize. The closest I can get is he was uncredited in The Final Destination.
Huh.
He probably died.
and he was in Battleship, which, you know, I've never seen.
He probably died. Don't ever watch it. It was really bad.
Yeah, from what I understand, it was really, really bad.
It was really bad. Actually, let's put it this way. If you want to watch it, you're watching it as a girl, and you know why you're watching it. And no, you don't get any shirt off time. It sucks, so don't bother.
Uh-huh. Good to know.
On. Guns and cars, people. Guns and cars.
So you're watching it with the boyfriend. Done. Got it. Okay.
Yep. So they escape into the swamp and try to get him in on this new heist. That he's like, nope, we did the job. Give me my money. I'm walking away.
Mm. I understand.
That's when they decide to kill him.
Yeah.
Don't understand why they'd kill him in a moving car.
Right.
Stop the car. He can try.
With three guns or something. Like, how many guns were there? There was a...
Three.
Yeah, okay.
Two in the front seat, one on the passenger side.
Passenger side, yep.
Okay, I just learned something.
Overkill is the manly thing to do.
This book or this movie is actually based on part of a series of novels that is the same series of novels that Payback and Point Blank and Slayground, The Split, and The Outfit were all based on.
Okay.
That's why they're so similar. Because they're all based on the same series.
Okay.
Although this is the first one where they didn't change the name of the main character.
Parker?
Well, it's a really easy name that's...
Yeah, but it's been changed. Really. It's been changed in every other one. In Point Blank, it was changed to Walker. In The Split, it was changed to McClane. In The Outfit, it was Macklin. Slayground, it became Stone. And in Payback, it was Porter.
Hmm.
But it's always the main character has always been Parker.
Hmm.
I guess just so that they didn't assume that all the movies were the same.
Yeah.
And get more money off
I
them.
I really want to read this series now, actually. Because I'm curious as to how all of that ties together.
Yeah, it's by... Donald Westlake, who is the guy that this movie was dedicated to.
I was wondering what that was at the end.
Yeah, this is the first one made since he died in 2008, but he wrote all of the series under the name Richard Stark.
Hmm.
And so, anybody think winter's coming on that one? I was like, so...
Oh, speaking of which...
He died.
Completely off topic for just a second, but I just found out that the guy that plays Rob Stark is actually married to Jenna Louise Coleman, who plays... what's her name in Doctor Who? I can't think of her name now. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's the companion, the newest companion.
The Impossible Girl.
Yeah.
What is her name?
It's impossible that she actually...
Claire?
Claire, thank you.
Yeah.
I could remember her actual name. I could not
Oswald.
Remember the...
Claire Oswald.
Yeah, I could not remember the character name. But yeah.
She wins, she's Oswin.
Yeah, Rob Stark is married to her.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Anyway, moving on.
I'm not sure who's luckier there, but I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm going with he is.
Yeah.
We somehow managed to bring it back to Doctor Who, so we went from a Parker series all the way around to Doctor Who.
Again.
In like three steps.
That's three steps.
Well, you got to remember, we started this by theorizing that Scully has a fetish for old British men. So we started with Doctor Who.
Probably.
That has to be where it started at then. Absolutely.
Clearly.
As a child, yeah. Watching Doctor Who. I'm not going any further into that because this is going to get very disturbing very quickly.
We're going to move on. Can we go to the hospital now? Because he apparently wasn't shot in the head. I swear to God,
yeah,
I don't know
see how that happened.
What the hell?
He got shot in the shoulder. You see it later when Claire's taking off his bandages. There's one like right beside his collarbone that looks like it's going down.
Gotcha.
But that's where he got shot.
And the trajectory still doesn't make sense.
He said he was supposed to shoot him in the head, but it pulls back and does a shot of the shooter's face and not Parker. So you really can't tell where he hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Parker goes to the hospital, then Parker escapes from the hospital.
That escape was kind of cool.
Yeah. It was very cute. You finally get a realization that he's not a bad guy. He actually understands the difference between corporations and governments who are bad and everyday person who is just fine. Like the farmers who pick him up and the guy who's in the hospital, and he doesn't even he just knocks out the orderly. He doesn't kill him.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he borrows an ambulance, which must be really freaking expensive.
And who loves the guy that is his roommate in the hospital?
Right.
That was so cute.
The sweet old man. It's like,
aww. What kind of cancer did he have? Throat cancer?
Probably.
Yeah,
because that's the only thing I could think of that would make him need to have radiation.
Well, and his larynx had been removed, so he had the voice box.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway. Which stinks, because, you can't yell with those. They've got one volume control, and that's it.
Yep.
But then he escapes, he gets picked up by the farmers, he moves along.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this movie is a whole lot of moving along from A to B and done.
I will say that he's
really good at being a thief.
I liked his job on the check cashing place. That was good.
Yeah, the job on the check cashing place was interesting. I like the fact that they actually go back and explain why he's involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
How he actually got to this point with this crew that he doesn't know.
Yeah, all the flashbacks.
Yeah. And the barbecue with Nick Nolte, because, if you're going to have a party, do it with Nick Nolte.
Yes.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ, I hate this guy. I hated this guy back when he was in his prime and he was doing Prince of Tides with Barbara Streisand. I wanted to punch him in the balls then.
Hey.
I also, for the record, wanted to punch Barbara Streisand in the balls.
I'm pretty sure she has those.
I'm certain.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting and would have made this movie better, I think. When I first saw Nick Nolte, because he's turning away from the camera when you first see him, mm-hmm. I thought for a split second, is that Ron Perlman?
That probably would have made the movie a little better, yes.
Yeah, a little better.
Because, those two have acted together before. And done a pretty damn good job of it, too.
When?
They were both in a Dungeon Siege movie. In the Name of the King?
I don't remember. Don't look at me.
It was in The Name of the King. I remember that now. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Ron Perlman and Nick Nolte. I'm like, no.
No, no, no.
No.
No,
no. For the love of God and all things holy, no.
Hey. Hey, spoiler alert, Ron Perlman's available. Cast him. He is no longer doing Sons of Anarchy.
No, he's not.
I never saw past season 3 in Sons of Anarchy.
You should keep going.
I pretty much stopped when they took the baby.
Yeah, you need to keep going.
I think I saw some
keep
of them when they got to Ireland.
You need to keep going.
Long story. Moving on.
Yeah.
hold on a second.
We're not giving away anything of that. Just keep going is all we're saying.
Fair enough. Sorry, I have a 3-year-old that wants to get involved in the show.
But... Drink!
Okay, so... He knocks off the check cashing place.
Yep.
He basically stalks these guys.
Yep.
Somehow ends up in Florida, and I don't remember how that happened.
He goes to
a club in New Orleans.
Yeah,
Hendrix's brother.
This is traveling on steroids. I cannot think of a movie that traveled more without telling you where they were, unless you were really paying attention to the dialogue. It was I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're in, what, Ohio?
It could have been worse.
Ohio, Kentucky.
Kentucky. New Orleans. Or was... Yeah, it was Kentucky when he found out about that. Then it was New Orleans.
From New Orleans to Florida.
Yeah.
To Florida.
Okay, so he attacks the brother in the New Orleans club, though. And
his own club. Go figure that
stool.
One out.
Yep. Yeah.
And gets the information out of the brother. Mm-hmm. Follows him to Florida, and that's when he meets Fat Ass Latino.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I can't refer to her as anything other than.
Mm-hmm.
Geely? What was the other movie she did? Maybe Manhattan. There's another one.
Or,
did she do Eraser, too?
Was it Gothica?
No, Eraser was somebody else, I think.
But they look an awful lot alike. Not Gothica.
No, that was Halle Berry.
One. Was that Halle Berry? Okay. Hang on, I do know of one.
Anytime you've been on primetime television like with Steven Tyler, you've lost all credibility. That's all I'm saying.
Anytime you've done so many horrible, horrible chick flicks, you've lost all credibility.
Even I think they're bad.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're all horrible.
Monster-in-law.
She did Anaconda, apparently. That's awesome.
That one was like the one decent movie she did, but she was terrible in it.
That was the whole point of that movie, is to be terrible.
I know. Well, no, everybody else was really good in it. Owen Wilson was awesome. The dude that almost played Marty McFly, I can't remember his name, but he was awesome. Redheaded Booch.
Angel Eyes in the Cell.
Oh, okay, so let's move on to
Parker before we go too far into this.
And before we drive into the ground on Jennifer Lopez's career.
Yeah, bad, badass Latino chick movies. Yeah.
It was really horrible. It's like we have this really cool action-adventure spy movie, and suddenly we're going to break to romantic comedy because...
Yeah, and what was the point of her character at all? Why did that character exist?
To give some stupid information that dude could have gotten when reading a magazine.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was the entire thing.
And to... And to give, you know... To give some love interest to the movie because, you know, the actual love interest is not on screen.
More than 10 minutes.
Why does there have to be a love interest? Statham, you
Because
ratty
it's Hollywood.
Bastard.
It's not Statham. This is Hollywood.
No, seriously, go back and look at all of Statham's movies. For some reason, in every single movie...
He always has a love interest.
Yeah. Rod,
this is not every action movie.
Go look
at
every movie.
That's what gets guys.
There is always a romantic interest.
Yeah.
Even when
there's... Guys.
Even when there's not one in the story, they put one in there.
Yep. Because they need to put in pretty much hot chick. Cause
really?
Guys
really?
Are great with guns and blowing things up and cool mottos and catchphrases.
And Hollywood thinks that to catch the women's interest, they need a love story.
Yep.
Ow!
Bitch.
Sorry.
Wasn't me!
I have evidence to the contrary. Two words. Terminator 2.
Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Not a love interest in Terminator 2.
Kind of.
Sarah Connor.
No. There is no love interest in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Now, in Terminator 1 there was, but Terminator 2, no love interest.
No, not seeing it.
Yeah, kind of was.
Yeah.
Okay, explain that to me.
It burned out after the first, 15 minutes, and she realized it wasn't the same. But, yeah, can we, not go off on so many different topics? I'm pretty sure we've mentioned every other movie.
Fair enough. That's because every other movie was better than this one. All right. So, where were we at in Parker? Nobody cares. Movie's on.
She's showing him a bunch of houses and finally two and two together and realizes that he hasn't existed for more than 2 months. And the only house he showed any interest in was the one where the other guy was only existing for 6 months. Mm,
yep.
We good?
I'm sorry,
are
real estate agents really that smart?
Oh, God. No, not really. It's not really the real estate agent who does that work. The banks do that work.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, this came out in 2013, so yeah, she had an illegal activity of going through his credit history, because that's what the banks do.
Huh. Uh-huh. Did not know that. Of course, I don't associate with real estate agents much.
Mm-hmm. I don't associate with useless characters often, but for some reason.
We had to watch this one strip naked in her own office while drinking a glass of white wine.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And why did she choose that outfit?
Why are we still talking about fat ass Latina chick?
She's living naked, and that is about the only interesting thing she does.
Yeah.
Yes, but the nappy-ass strippers at the earlier in the movie had better bodies.
There were strippers earlier in the movie?
No, the few contestants.
Oh, okay.
I was like, did I miss something?
I thought I missed something, too.
Way too much attention to Jason Statham. I'm shocked. I didn't think I liked him that much.
It is entirely possible.
I'm overwhelming myself.
A prank. Okay, so basically he ends up drawing her into his little scheme to get back at the guys who tried to kill him.
Yep.
And then he gets back at the guys who tried to kill him.
Yep. And with some stupid piece of tidbit information that she knows from reading a magazine. Really, people?
Yeah.
And I will admit, he did try to keep her from getting hurt. She was just a stupid idiot to go to the house.
She was a stupid idiot for all of it.
That's true, but her biggest mistake was going to the house.
Like, she never did anything he told her to do. It was ridiculous.
She literally existed to prove some ethical conflict for the main character, and that's the only reason it existed. She was a hammer of plot.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a really big...
That's part of the reason why I hate that character.
I think we all hated that character a lot.
Yes.
I also think Statham's just running out of famous people to make his movies sell.
Because, he's not famous enough to sell his own movies.
Would you buy them?
I've never
watched them.
I've watched them.
Go buy Ghost of Mars. Just do it. I dare you.
I've seen Ghost of Mars.
I haven't. That's the one I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Really good. Don't feel any inclination to get any movies with
oh dear God.
Him and them.
No, they're terrible.
Oh,
anything
dear God.
That doesn't have someone else famous in it, they're horrible. Okay, so this is where I pretty much go blank, because literally at this point of watching the movie, and I'm not going to lie, it's been a while since I've seen the movie.
We have the assassin jump him in his apartment.
Yeah. With
that's
the
a motel
worst
room, not
CGI
an apartment.
Scene ever. Oh yeah. My God. Dude,
I know. Even I was seeing it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this must... Seriously, I honestly thought this movie was made, like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, because that's kind of close quality for, graphics for 5, 6 years ago.
No, this was made last year.
No, it was made last year.
It came out early last year.
They couldn't even be bothered to put, like, a foam knife up there. Like, no, we did the worst possible CGI you could have ever seen.
Yep.
You know, I was... When he first goes into his motel room, I'm going, okay, now's the time when something is supposed to happen again.
Yep.
I forgot
Action
about
scene.
The assassin. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking the real estate agent's going to follow him into the motel room.
And jump his bones, because damn if she didn't want it.
Duh.
Yeah.
And then the real estate the assassin jumps him, and I did jump a little there because I forgot about him. I forgot he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The hand thing was just bad. That was horrible.
Now, if that had been a real knife, that would have hurt.
Oh, yeah, sorry. A lot.
I just realized that we knew somebody else in this movie.
Which one?
Her mom.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did not recognize her at all.
Hmm. That's because you're blind.
I don't remember her.
Her name was Ascension?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Witness. She was in Driving Miss Daisy. She was in Oz. She played Mrs. Lovett in in Sweeney Todd, not the TV movie, not the Johnny Depp one.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So actually, can we go to the four guys with their plot of how to rob jewelry as it's being auctioned? I'm going to go on a no.
Yeah. I'm definitely thinking no at this point.
Yeah, I am too.
Big old fat no on that one. But it was really cool because, who else is allowed in a burning building if you make it appear to be burning?
Yep.
Firefighters. And technically, they do tell you when a building is burning down, the fire department does prevent you from re-entering the building.
Yep.
Right.
From a friend's personal experience, they really do prevent you from re-entering the building, physically. it's kind of scary.
However, they don't lock the doors behind them.
No, there's about 6 of them standing outside. They only go in.
I just have one question about this. What is with their flashbangs always fucking up?
No, that flashbang did what it's supposed to do. It was a Roman candle.
Including make the speaker get on fire.
Yeah, yeah, that was what it was intended to do. It was a series of Roman candles wired into the speakers.
Which was interesting.
Sounds like all the best parties I've been to.
Yeah. It looked
and
like
this
a
is why we don't party show with you, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please. There's a whole lot more reasons than that. Anyways.
The only one I'm admitting to on air is that one.
Okay.
So, yeah. And sorry, so they use the fire department, the firefighters, as a ploy to get in, and then they scuba dive out because,
And what was the point of the guy being in the boat?
To distraction. Distraction for the marine crew.
Oh, okay.
So that they could sneak into the water.
Gotcha.
The cops that are circling in the water. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, all of, what was that, 30 feet away? And nobody's going to see the waters rippling and the air bubbles.
I noticed the air bubbles.
Yeah, well, they were zoomed in on them. It's also late at night. Come on, guys.
In Florida.
Yeah, but that was lit up like daytime.
Mm.
They had the helicopters. They had the searchlights. They had all sorts of interesting other lights. The blue disco.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, moving on. I'm still drawing a blank on what happens from here. I'm sorry,
see.
Guys.
Oh, then they get back to the house, and Parker's in the house.
Yeah.
And
hiding.
And she's sneaking around the house.
Yeah, and the dumb bitch. Yeah.
And then the stupid real estate agent decides she's going to go help Parker.
Yeah, who doesn't need any help anymore at this point.
No.
Yeah, literally all I can see at this point is big fight, people die.
Yep, that was pretty much
the rest of it. He killed three of them, she killed one.
Yeah.
And emptied the clip into him.
And then they walk off and he says something about how she's going to stop hooking if I stop shooting people. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
Wrong movie.
Wait, that was an actually good one.
That was the first book in this series, Rod. Which, by the way, I caught this in the trivia, but when she's originally showing him all the houses and asks him if he's married, and he's like, once, and she died, there's speculation as to whether or not that's a reference to the first book in the series or if he's lying to fit his character. But if you remember in Payback, which is the one that's based on the first book, she does die.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
I think Point Blank is also based on that same story.
Oh, yeah.
Point
anyway.
Blank?
I think. It's in the trivia, but I didn't have it pulled up. Point Blank and Payback are both based on the first book in that series, The Hunter.
Hmm. I'm going to have to read this series. It just sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty much the end of our movie. He gets the money and it's over.
He goes and he kills the uncle of dude.
The guy in Chicago where it's fucking cold.
Yeah. and then he pays off all the bills of the people who rescued him.
Yep, and he sends her share.
Yeah.
She squeezes like a little girl and runs up the stairs.
Yep.
Oh my
After
God.
Telling her mother that it was the mailman and
Yeah, it's just a bunch of bills.
That's right.
Technically true.
Yep.
And from the look of all of them, they were definitely not in hundreds. Congratulations.
They look like they were.
Nope. I do it way too much. I was like, looks like you got a boatload of fucking tens. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
No wonder it came in two boxes.
Let's move into buff quotes then. Carl. What's your quote?
Plus, there's the posthumous embarrassment of being killed with a fucking chair.
That would be embarrassing.
It would.
Yeah, but you're Lisa? Dead, so it doesn't matter.
No one likes chaos.
I like chaos.
Yeah, you made us watch chaos.
No, I didn't mean the movie. I was more thinking of Ethan Rain, but that's beside the point.
Yeah,
he likes causing chaos.
Yeah. But you made us watch that movie, Rod.
No, Lisa made you watch that movie. She bought it.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Which movie are we talking about again?
Chaos. The other Jason Statham movie. You have a weird addiction to Jason Statham, by the way. Okay.
No, it's not Jason Statham. It's all action movies.
He's in all of them.
Exactly.
At least for the last 5 years, I agree. Mm. All right, Scully, what's your quote?
I don't drink coffee after 7.
Lies.
Which is a huge lie.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
All right.
I've Scully, seen your coffee cup.
You know, it's true. I do switch off coffee, and then I switch over to beer, vodka, and everything else.
Yeah, rub it in. I'm on this whole sober thing. Anyway.
Yeah, that's all right. I am too, so.
Yeah. All right. And as for my quote, everyone steals, Leslie. Some people admit it to themselves. Some don't. It's what being human means. Sorry, it's what human beings do. That's why we invented locks. I so screwed that up. Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
All I can think of is every time you say the word Leslie, you sound like you're saying a boy's name.
Leslie?
Leslie. It's just how you say it. I'm like, why does it
That's
sound
really
like
creepy considering I actually dated a Leslie once.
So did I.
seriously doubt it was the same girl, but, you know, maybe.
It wasn't even a girl.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so let's go into Best Buffed. Lisa.
It's been a while since I've given this one, and I purposely tried to make it a while. But the Hey, I Know That Guy award for just about everybody in this movie. And then we've got Keeping Promises award goes to Jason Statham's Parker.
Okay. See, I didn't have the Hey, I Know That Guy thing, because literally Nick Nolte, Jason Statham, and
it's like, I don't Michael just know Chiklis. That guy. We might as well be related at this point.
Well, in this case, I wasn't referring to just the guys. There were a couple of girls in there, too.
Yeah.
A fat-ass Latina chick. Anyway.
And her mother.
Wendell Pierce, Clifton Collins Jr.
Okay. Scully, did you have any?
I do. I have award for The Thing saying score of a lifetime because it's the same voice. Good job. I also have the Nirvana award to the band playing in New Orleans. Holy crap, what the hell are the words to that song?
It probably would have been more understandable if he wasn't eating the mic.
Right? Yeah.
Like I would have called that the U2 award. Slowly. Or not U2, Sting award.
No, it was definitely Nirvana, because it was the same kind of thing, and could at some point make out words. You were like, oh, there's a lyric, I know it first. And then you didn't understand anything after that. You're like, oh, sweet, this is one of those songs where people just make shit up.
Pretty much. All right, any others?
That's it.
All right, Carl, did you have any?
No, I did not have any.
I only have one for this. Not another Statham movie award. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Are we done buffing Statham movies for the year?
Yeah.
Unless I pick another one.
Entirely up to Scully. Are you done buffing Statham?
No, yeah. I'm done.
Are we sure about this, Scully?
I need to see a different body without fake scars on it. Thanks. Can we move to Pitch Black? That would be awesome.
Oh, God, don't get me started on it.
Wait, we buffed that movie already.
That's true. No, but we can do the next one.
Hey, no.
Seriously,
God,
seriously.
No.
I went out and bought the box set. Riddick, the new movie, exact same movie as Pitch Black. Even has a Johns.
Really?
It's Johns' dad, but same exact movie.
Speaking of Pitch Black, we introduced my grandmother to that movie over the weekend because it was on TV. She liked it.
All right.
What, she saw of it?
No, she ended up going back and watching it Monday.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Nice.
So with grandmothers in mind, let's go on to Were You Playing With Your Willy?
God! Damn!
Y'all
what?
Asked for that one.
Oh, I saw that coming.
No. You want to know why? Because I have a funeral this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grandmother. So now that's just wrong.
Way off.
Wow.
Although from now on, when we're referring to Were You Playing With Your Willy, leave out sentences like I saw that coming. No.
Who's first, Rod?
All right, Carl, ask some questions.
All right, let's see. What company did Leslie buy her car from?
Oh, crap. The one that I didn't...
AAF.
Mazda.
That was the last word in the three words. I know there was three words up there, and the last one was Mazda. Other than that, that's all I know.
Yeah. Neither of y'all can get any better than that?
Nope.
Yeah. Crystal Lake Mazda.
Now that it says it...
fucking letters in the email.
Yeah. Really? All the way at the top.
Let's see. What was the name of... no, actually, I'm going to use that for my next question. When Parker calls Claire to tell her to get out of town, what time is it?
1:42. A.M.
Thank you.
I was going
to
say.
I was waiting on her to keep going.
It's like A.M. Oh, like 3-something A.M. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, 1:42 a.m.
It's so set it on her cell phone. Lisa big numbers.
Yeah. Lisa, you want to ask your questions?
Yes, as soon as I clear my throat.
Gotcha.
What was on Jason Statham's license plate in his first car?
Oh, yeah.
The one at the fairgrounds.
The ugly one? Well, actually, the nicer one, because the second one was really ugly. And then the van, that was hideous.
Cross?
No, I don't remember
that. State of Ohio.
I'm looking for what the license plate, like normal license plates.
Oh, you're looking for the numbers? Yeah, no.
No idea.
I had to rewind it, so I don't blame you guys. JFT87B1.
Hmm.
All right, what's your next one?
What was the address number on the door next to the check cashing place?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
221B Baker Street.
No.
1834.
There was a 1 in it, actually. There were 3. 1110.
Okay. Let's see here, Scully. What are your questions?
What is the bird depicted in the Ohio State Fair?
Big, cardinal.
Giant, yeah.
Lisa's on 2 now.
Yep.
What's your next one?
And let's use... Okay, what... In the paper's office, there's a painting in the background during the whole fight scene. What color is the woman's dress?
Yellow.
Green.
Paper office?
The guy who makes his documents.
He's making his documents.
Oh, that office. Okay. I'm going with blue.
I'm actually going to give it to Carl because it was an orangey-yellow color. Yeah. It was almost like a...
I didn't even see it, so I was guessing.
I vaguely remember it.
Really? Because her boob was hanging out.
I did not see that.
I didn't either.
I don't remember that at all.
Like, that's the entire time. You're staring at this guy giving a straight face speech. I'm like, her boobs, you know.
Wow.
I think I'm going to have to rewind it just to see that.
I'm shocked none of you noticed, because it was like this totally serious scene where he's killing people and there's a boob hanging out of that house.
Yeah, I didn't notice that at all.
Oh, God, that's great.
Ron didn't notice? Wow.
All right.
I honestly expected both the guys to be like, oh, God, I couldn't get my eyes off her boob, so I have no idea what color her dress was.
By the way, speaking of that scene, yet another guy we know.
Which one?
The guy who did his documents. He's in Speed. Huh. And a ton of other things.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
So, as for my questions, what is the full official title of the security guard held up at the beginning of the movie?
Ohio State Fair Security Guard Ben?
Anybody else?
WTF.
Ohio State Trooper.
Idea.
No. Carl was pretty close, but she just kind of cut off a little too soon.
I don't remember his last name.
Jones. Yeah.
The official title is Ohio State Fair Security Officer Benjamin Jones.
Actually... interestingly enough, he's credited as Ohio State Fair security guard Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
So where I actually got this from was the interview scene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is the name of the publication Fat Ass Latina Chick is reading at her desk when she first gets to her office?
She's got, like, piles of that stuff.
No, she's actually holding one in her hand and talking to somebody.
I couldn't.
What is the name of the publication?
With the two old people in the front?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, I don't remember the name. I don't remember saying a title to it.
Globe?
Lisa, you want to take a chance?
Styles.
That's an excellent guess, actually, but no.
Esquire.
No. Palm Beach Times Society.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl even says, you keep looking through the society pages. I'm like, that's not a society page. That's a freaking society magazine.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. All right. And that pretty much, Lisa's the winner, isn't she?
Yeah. Because I only got one.
I didn't get any. All right. So, Lisa, what is your audience question?
Which pocket did Claire put her phone in as she's running away, or just before the assassin comes to her house?
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Carl?
Hang on 1 second.
What are you doing, picking up the cat?
Picking up something from the cat and then dropping it.
The cat decided he decided that the roll of paper towels on the counter was a toy, so he knocked it off and started tearing it up, so I grabbed it and bopped him on the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So ask your question, Carl.
What is the name of the delivery service Parker uses to send Leslie her share?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, that one was funny.
Yeah.
All right. Scully, what's your question?
What is the name of the company that the criminals, not Parker's group, that he's after?
The big crew that was looking to steal the diamonds.
Yes. What's the name of the company they used in order to get the speakers into the building?
Nice.
And as for my audience question, during the barbecue scene, there's a flag hanging from the fence. How many stars were on the flag?
Ooh.
Purple!
Trick question.
Shh, you're not supposed to tell them that.
It's the Mexican state flag.
There you go.
Yes, because Mexico has a state flag.
Good point, dude. I can't give something that might actually be back there.
Exactly. That's why I said purple.
All right. So, Carl, tell them how they can win this.
As always, you can go to moviesinthebuff.com and click on games where you play, and there's a little form there. Type in your email address, type in your answers, and submit it to us. Or you can just email them to inthebufffilms@gmail.com, which nobody has done yet. So, come on, get answers in.
You guys had a month to answer the last ones.
Well, no, they didn't, because, you know, they Rod and Scully actually did shows.
They did two.
Two of them.
Yeah, well, hey.
It's pretty good for us.
One of the two Carl and I actually got to listen to, which was good.
Yeah. And I believe the other one was a TV show episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Janestown. Yeah. That was fun, actually. I enjoyed that.
I love that series.
All right. Let's see. What are we doing next week?
YouTubers?
Well, I think probably first we ought to do a mental debuff. Just...
Oh, yeah, we should have
that out there. Lisa, go ahead.
I agree that this is like all other of our Jason Statham movies. However, I still enjoyed watching it.
Okay.
It just actually kind of clicked. That Jason Statham movies and porn have a lot in common. Kind of bothers me.
You kind of enjoy watching them, but they're all the same.
Oh, I was gonna go in, and it only takes about 15 minutes before you're done with the movie.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was gonna say. All right, Carl, what's your mental debuff?
Payback was better.
Okay, hold on. That's it?
Seriously? That's my mental debuff.
Fair enough. Scully?
Yeah.
Although it does make me feel better that Payback is actually based in the same series. It's the same character.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scully?
Yeah, about 8 movies in, you can actually find Jason Statham attractive and a good actor. And I clearly need a break from watching any more of him in movies. I think I'm going to sit around and watch anime cartoons for a while.
Well, next week's movie doesn't have him in it, I promise.
No, it doesn't.
Going to go watch Chobits now.
Anyway. There you go. Love Chobits. That sounds like an awesome
movie. Is there a bullseye right here at my desk? I'm going to beat my head under the center of it.
All right, so give me just a second because I have to plug an ear here. Come here, Island.
He's wanted to join all night.
I know, and now I
finally
plug
get to participate.
Yeah, I got to plug your ears, okay?
Aww.
Drink.
Drink. Hi, Ireland.
Everybody wave to Ireland and mute your mics.
Everybody's waving. There you go. All right. And it's time for Rod's Rants.
Yep, you.
So I wanted to come on and... I wanted to come on the show and tell you about this movie I watched called Chaos. War. No, crap, it was Crank. Fuck, I mean, Ghosts of Mars. Shit. Basically, this is a Jason Statham movie. This is like every other Jason Statham movie, except he's running out of famous co-stars to actually sell his films, and now he's stuck running around with some big-ass Latina chick, and who apparently hopped the border because she idolizes America or some shit like that. Apparently, this film is just like every other piece of shit Statham has ever produced, except it's slightly bigger and even worse smelling. I just wish this guy would play a different fucking character for once. Oh, and check this out. The big villain in this one is the fucking commish. I mean, I half expected Baldy to jump out of the SUV, pull a gun, and yell, "It's clobberin' time!" And then hump some fast blonde's leg. Another Hollywood asshole who honestly thinks he can get by playing the same fucking character he has since the 90s. I'm so glad that Netflix can get such a premium contract and bring us the most upscale shitsickles for our viewing entertainment. So I end this particular rant by saying, fuck you very much, Netflix. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's Rants.
Wow. Go watch Doctor Who.
I would just like to point out that, you know, Michael Chiklis doesn't always play the same character. It's just the same character that made him... This movie has the same character that made him famous, which is The Shield.
Name one time he played a different... He even played the Thing the same as the Commish.
No Ordinary Family.
Same character.
Completely different character.
Same character.
No, it's not.
Same mentality, same person.
Not even.
Alright, anyway. Nope. And even if I am wrong about that, that's one time.
I love this four cat. Things. This cat comes up and like gets one or the other of you, and one of you swears. It's awesome.
No, I wasn't swearing. I just said ow because he grabbed my ankles.
So next week, Super Troopers in the Buff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not really happy about this one.
Yeah, who picked this? This is a Scully pick,
isn't
it?
Not me!
Oh, and how?
Oh, Scully, why are you doing this to us?
Because this is so ungodly
Neil
true,
Patrick
and
Harris.
We still do it.
Scully, you're
Carl.
Supposed to follow the terrible movie with the good one.
No, this is a good
Neil
one.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Is it not
I
in Super Troopers, is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Stop complaining.
I don't remember Neil Patrick Harris on Super Troopers.
I don't either.
He was the science guy.
The nerd.
Mm-hmm.
There was no nerd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who do you think got the brain bug?
That kitty.
That no, you're thinking Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Super Troopers is something different.
No. Yeah, Super Troopers is the, how do I put it?
It's like the Reno 911 in a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, basically.
It was like, before what? Reno 911. It's been around forever.
For the record, this is the movie that coined the phrase mustache ride.
Yeah. No, this is the
one.
So, if you randomly are getting said meow to, this is where this movie comes from.
Is where the meows come from.
Yep.
All right, so join us next week for Super Troopers in the Buff. I happen to know for a fact that at least one of them actually is in the buff through the majority of the movie.
Yep.
And until then, keep watching those movies in the buff, folks. You know it's just better that way. Good night.
Good night,
folks.